Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. I have to say it, I love a good deal, especially when it comes to food. So when I heard of a cookbook touting delicious, organic, $10 to $15 dinners, it was like Pavlov ringing his little bell for those puppies. The book is by Amy McCoy. She's blogger turned author of Poor Girl Gourmet, Eat in Style and on a Bare Bones Budget. Amy and I did recently picked a Poor Girl Gourmet recipe and did some shopping, and we did it at Whole Foods, no less. And yes, I know what you're thinking. I thought it too. So listen and judge for yourself if we were able to make some low-budget haute cuisine. Amy, so why don't you describe what recipe we're going to make and how much you think we're going to make it for and what we need.
We're going to make an orzo salad. It's got sun-dried tomato, toasted walnuts, and feta cheese. So it's got a little bit of olive oil as well, and it's going to cost around $10. We're using all Whole Foods store brand, in fact.
Okay, so for this. My first question is, this is the Poor Girls Gourmet. And I usually don't put Poor Girl and Whole Foods in the same sentence.
All right, so this is a really good point. However, when I became unemployed, I didn't want to be depressed about my shopping for food because food is really important to me. So I wanted to still be able to shop where I had been shopping. Now, granted, my shopping habits before when I wasn't unemployed were a little frivolous. And so when I would come to the Whole Foods, I'd just be like, oh, great, you know, those cherries look fantastic and that cheese looks great. Oh, is it $25 a pound? Whatever. But once I had no money, I still wanted to have sort of the pleasant shopping experience, but I just didn't want it to be like, okay, you know, it can't be that same crazy level of spending. So the Whole Foods store brands are actually really good quality, and they're actually a little cheaper than a lot of the other store brands in regional markets as well.
So I'm being overwhelmed here already by the awesome produce that we're looking at, but we're not shopping for produce
today.
No,
we're not.
So
we're doing a bit of
what's
a
our first item?
So we're going to get our walnuts first.
All right, let's go.
All right, perfect.
And for this $10 to $15 range, how many people are we going to end up trying to serve?
If you made this as a salad with lettuce, it would be 4 to 6 people. If you brought it to a potluck, you can get away with probably like 8 to 10.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. So we have our walnuts, $2.99. Now, cheese.
Now, things like cheese and meats, the proteins, they essentially drive up the cost of a shopping list.
Absolutely.
So what do you do about that?
We ate a lot less meat. And we didn't actually use any fancy cheese in our meal. Like, there was no fancy cheese coming into our house when we didn't have a lot of money coming in. We would use still fresh ricotta. And then as far as meats go, we would use a lot of meat on the bone, the so-called lesser cuts of meat. So short ribs or chicken thighs or pork shoulder.
All right. So we're looking for feta.
All right. So these feta cheese crumbles have come down in price. And they are $2.49 instead of $3.99.
You know, cheese is definitely one of those things where you could spend a lot on. And there's other exotic items, let's say, that are potentially available. But I'm wondering, is there room in the Poor Girl Gourmet Guide to Life where, you know, you could get actually a little bit of some of those more expensive items to flavor a dish?
Yeah, a nice olive oil or, you know, if maybe there is a cheese that you really can't live without, you just get a little bit of it. I actually say in the book, you know, you want to have some splurges. You shouldn't be living on parsimony alone.
So we're halfway through our list. Walnuts, check. Feta, check. Orzo, $1.99. Check.
Sun-dried tomatoes, I have a feeling, might be somewhere nearby. Mm-hmm, because I see tomatoes down there.
I'm going to try and do this math here. So, $10 and... roughly $10.30.
Yes!
Right on target. Before we check out, let me ask you, I mean, not everyone has access to a Whole Foods nearby.
Right.
Maybe there's a different supermarket, but you don't live within walking or easy distance of a supermarket.
Right. That is a whole other challenge that deserves a very long conversation, because that's when you're getting into food deserts.
Yep.
And you're getting into issues of disparity between different classes and different socioeconomic groups that don't have access to food.
Yeah, that's the reason why I asked, because when we think, I mean, of people trying to live on a budget, many times those are the same people who are living in these food deserts.
Some people in those food deserts say, well, you just trek. You just go and you get to a supermarket, or you get to the bodega that has the better produce. You don't go to the convenience store. I know that's not always practical, though, and that's this is an enormous challenge in this country.
I wonder if some of the strategy that you present in the cookbook includes, like, you know, when you do have access to a place like Whole Foods or a well-stocked grocery store, is to, you know, stick to your list, but have your list include meals for a while.
You do need to take an inventory. You need to make a plan for at least those 3 or 4 days. When I was doing this, I would make my plan for the entire week. This week I have $60. You know, 1 week we had $30 to make meals, and I went and I bought some ground meat to make sauce and meatballs. I made my own pasta, and then I also bought pancetta and frozen peas and milk for the week. I was trying to make the best of it. There's nothing more depressing than having nothing to look forward to at the end of the day when you're under this sort of duress.
Good okay, food. Amy, so we've got our shopping list, and now all this talk about food is making me hungry, so should we check out?
Let's do it.
Make this lovely salad.
Thank you. And enjoy.
So here we are in the kitchen. First roll up my sleeve to wash my hands to be your sous chef.
All right, so we're going to fill this up so we can boil our orzo.
So tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind the poor girl gourmet. I mean, you had mentioned while we were shopping that there was a time where you weren't working.
Right. What happened was I had been a television producer of promos and graphics for cable networks for a long time, for about 13 years. It started to slow down in June of 2008 for most of my freelance friends. And then I started talking to my clients, and they were all telling me that they weren't going to have any work for maybe a year. So I'd always wanted to do something with food. My grandmother also had an Italian restaurant in my area, so that was like this great thing. Like, it would be like field trips to Nana's restaurant, and, you know, treated very specially. So there was always this like sort of glamour around that part of food for us. Most of my spending that I did when I did have money was on sort of fancy food, because I thought fancy equaled gourmet at that time. And then I learned really quickly, once I had no money, that really simple, fresh, local, that's gourmet too.
Oh, perfect.
We're gonna add a little bit of salt in there. All right, so we're using this whole box of orzo. There we go, perfect.
Let's take a look. Since it's been a few minutes.
Yes, and I'm gonna start putting our ingredients into the bowl.
So into the bowl, you put your oregano and those sun-dried tomatoes, and now the orzo is going in.
Yes, now we're gonna put the orzo in.
So this is Amy McCoy's orzo, sun-dried tomato, walnut, and feta salad.
It sure is.
Okay.
Let's dig in. I like it warm.
It was good. Amy McCoy, she's author and blogger of Poor Girl Gourmet. There's more about her on our website, wbur.org/Boston. You can also meet Amy in person and share some of your own tips at the next publicradiokitchen.org meetup, scheduled for June 24th at WBUR. The theme, slow food on no dough.